ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर नंबर 8 इन टेक्स्ट नंबर 35। The sticker is there, right? See, the beautiful verse is there. This is in prayers of Kunti, and she is praying to Lord Krishna. One of the causes for his appearance, she says. Okay. Bhave,
bhave,
asmin,
asmin.
क्लिश्यमानानां
क्लिश्यमानानां
अविद्या
अविद्या
काम
काम
कर्मभिः
कर्मभिः
श्रवण
श्रवण
स्मरण
स्मरण
अर्हाणि
अर्हाणि
करिष्यन्
करिष्यन्ति
केचन
केचन
भवेऽस्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानां अविद्या काम कर्मभिः
अविद्या काम कर्मभिः
श्रवण स्मर श्रवण स्मरणाहरणानि
श्रवणस्मरणाहरणानि
करिष्यन्निति केचन
करिष्यन्निति केचन
भवे In this material creation.
In this material creation.
Asmin.
Asmin.
This.
This.
Krishyamananam.
Krishyamananam.
Of those who are suffering from.
Of those who are suffering from.
Avidya.
Avidya.
Ignorance.
Ignorance.
Kama.
Kama.
Desire.
Desire.
Karma vihi.
Karma vihi.
By execution of fruity work.
By execution of fruity work.
Shravana.
Shravana.
Hearing.
Hearing.
Smarana.
Swarana.
Remembering.
Remembering.
Arhani.
Arhani.
Worshipping.
Worshipping.
Karishyan.
Karishyan.
May perform.
May perform. May perform.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Kechana.
Kechana.
Others.
Others.
So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shri Prabhu Mahārāja
Ki Jai.
And yet others say that you appeared to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering and worshipping and so on in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pranks might take advantage and gain liberation. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asserts that He appears in every millennium just to re-establish the ways of religion. The way of religion is made by the Supreme Lord. No one can manufacture a new path of religion, as it is the fashion of certain ambitious persons. The factual way of religion is to accept the Lord as the supreme authority and thus render service unto Him in spontaneous love. A living being cannot help but render service, because he is constitutionally made for the purpose. The only function of the living entity is to render service to the Lord. The Lord is great, and living beings are subordinate to Him. Therefore, the duty of the living being is just to serve Him only. Unfortunately, the illusioned living beings, out of misunderstanding only, become servant of the senses by material desires. This desire is called avidya or nisyans. And the living entity makes plans for material enjoyment, centered about a perverted sex life. He therefore becomes entangled in the chain of birth and death by transmigrating into different bodies of the different planets under different directions of the Supreme Lord. Unless, and therefore, one is beyond the boundary of this nisyans, one cannot get free from the threefold miseries of material life. That is the law of nature. The Lord, however, out of His causeless mercy, because He is more merciful to the suffering living beings than He can expect, appear before them and renovate the principles of devotional service comprising of hearing, chanting and remembering, serving, worshipping, praying, cooperating and surrendering unto Him. Adoption of all the above mentioned items or any one of them can help a conditioned soul get out of the entanglement of nisciens and thus become liberated from all material sufferings created by the living being illusioned by the external energy. This particular type of mercy is bestowed upon the living being by the Lord in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Dhabayam Dadati Svahadadiram Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Pitapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishvamscha Shri Rupam Sadhujatam Sakanarugunatam Tamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saranam Lalita Shri Vishakam Vikamsya Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaname Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavara Vicharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Vashashade Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhave Asmin Klishyamana Nam Avidyam Kama Karma Bihi Shravana Smarana Harani Karishyan Niti Kechana. And yet others say that you appear to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from the pangs of material life might take advantage and gain liberation. Kanti Devi is very clear that there are so many opinions, you know, about the appearance of the Lord. So many opinions are there. These are different facets of the supreme omnipotency of the Lord. And everything is mercy. All the facets are merciful. We may choose whatever we like. We like only Shravanam. This facet is also important. Because it's identical. Queen Kanti is a very, very liberated soul. She is the most liberated soul. And one should follow her example. This liberated soul can be empowered to, you know, go through tribulation, go through unusual circumstances, go through even so-called material fidelity of chastity. But none of her activity is called illicit. Oh, she had 6 husbands. No, she had 8. Somebody may say, no, she had 7 husbands. From 6, she begot 6 children. Karana by Surya. Then second is Bhimsen by Vayu. She invoked Indra, so Arjun was begotten. Yudhishthir from Dharmaraj. Nakul and Sahadev from Ashwini Kumaras. She had Pandu himself. So how many husbands he has? 6 husbands. Regardless, she was such an exalted personality that they are meant for performing some extraordinary activity. And total humility. She never exhibited puffed upness or anything. She was so obedient, so subservient, so much benevolent. And she never complained. She never complained anything that was happening, being a Rajmata. But because she was a woman, she adopted, she could have taken the throne even. She was that powerful. Remember, when the husband dies, the wife still reigns. She could have done that. But right in front of the superiors like Bhishma, Pitama, and Dhritarashtra, and everything, she thought to take a humble position. She thought to take humble position. You know? And along with her sons, she underwent great tribulations. And she knew power of tolerance that we can generate. Because if we tolerate the inconveniences, we will have a very reposed concentration of consciousness on Lord Shri Krishna. Only in tolerance. So it's one of the very, very great virtues. And she knew, that the Lord is appearing to simultaneously, fulfill lot of functions, lot of corrections, lot of, improvement. So when the Lord appears, she says that others say that you appear to rejuvenate devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on. Krishna only preached in Bhagavad Gita. We do not see other preaching of Him anywhere else, except He interfered in such activities like, upon request that He went as a peacemaker, He presented Himself before Bhishma Pitama, because Bhishma Pitama was another pure devotee who knew Him thoroughly, requested that please show me your 400 form, before I pass, because that is my, functionality in eternal service of yours. He was a Vasu, so he has to go back. But a pure devotee, all the living entities are pure devotees. But when they are sent, to their different functionalities, they still remain in the same transcendental position intrinsically. They may be looking like another demigod outside, but one should not fail to understand Him, because He constantly remembers that He is subservient to Lord Shri Krishna, and whatever His functionality is, nothing service to Him. Right? So, when Kunti is telling that, my dear Lord, you are appearing, according to somebody, to spread your glories through hearing, chanting, or to remind, or to enthuse them, to inspire them that they will chant about you, glorify about you. Because that is also very important. By uncommon activities, the Lord come and He captivates the mind of people by such glorious deeds that these deeds will be ever remembered. They are trying, because people cannot figure out how could He do it. How could He lift Govardhan Hill? But He did it. Therefore, the contemporary, they glorify the Lord. Nobody objected Nobody made a controversy. How can he lift? Only after 5,000 years, people may not have faith on him. Right? They may say. But his uncommon activities during that time was sufficient everybody to put them into bewilderment that he's very glorious. Because by such activities they have to think that he's the supreme. Even an imposter swallows a little egg type of shalagram, is all gold, and he vomits out, with a hard struggle, and he thinks he's God, and people say, oh, this is wonderful activity, he must be God. But this is not called uncommon activity. Uncommon activity is beyond the imagination. Beyond it, it's called achintya. Those things which are achintya should not be contemplated by logic. But this jadugari, magic of swallowing, and it's one of the process in Hatha Yoga. And that is not jadu. It's not magic. So, what is uncommon activity? Uncommon activity means one fails to conceive. Can you give any reason by logic that, Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill on his pinky and held for 7 days? Is there any logical reason behind it? Therefore, Rupa Goswami installs a principle. How to find out the glorious activities? These glorious activities are based on inconceivable potencies. Inconceivable. And what is inconceivable? The definition of inconceivable is that one which is beyond the three modes of material nature is called inconceivable. Achintyastu khalu bhava tamstarkena yojet prakruti vyasya pare vyasya tam achintyasya lakshanam. One should never try to estimate the uncommon activity performed by the Lord on the ground of logic, because the quality of quality of this inconceivable act is beyond the explanation of three modes of material nature, beyond the jurisdiction of three modes of material nature. Anybody can do, if one who is an expert in yoga siddhis, anima, lagima, mahima, prapti, shita, vashita, prakamya, so all different kinds of siddhis. So prapti siddhi is not a big deal. That Afro Baba, the one who has African hair, this Baba, has some prapti siddhi, means it's jadugari. The watch, the rings, and everything has been hidden at some place, and they won't let you see these places where he keeps the stock. And he derives by wave of the hand, his prapti siddhi. But he never brings out something very extraordinary. You never see him giving anybody flower. But he has ashes. So these magics are exposed because they are under the jurisdiction of three modes of material nature. Professor Sarkar, the great magician, he challenged him, but he would not come in front and admit any damn thing. So there are so many things that it may be achintya for foolish people, but God is only for foolish people. Why not about intelligent people? Why not God shows something of achintya nature to this unreasonable people if He is God? You follow my point? So this is an important thing. Achintya stuti khalu bhava tam starkena yojet. Because prakruti me paribhyascha tam achintyasya lakshanam. Achintyasya lakshanam is prakruti bhep paribhya. It is transcendental to the material modes. So, Baltic said they never be enamored, never become, you know, bewildered by somebody is doing little magic. Prabhupada said we kick right on his face. We can break his teeth. But you can see this video we have. I was talking about this Sai Baba thing, you know. I'm always thinking I'll bring next time, but next time never comes, you know. It's too much to carry around, and you know. But anyway, it's clearly exposing these commonalities that other people can also perform. Yeah. But it doesn't make God. When such things come, I will preach. What a big deal is it to bring out a little shivling, you know, with a hard struggle, you know, that Baba is going through because he is old now. And he keeps on drinking water to, wet the surface so it won't become troublesome or get stuck somewhere. So he keeps on drinking water, and then he is vomiting, and then he has to take a napkin, you know, like that, napkin. And they give a napkin, actually, and the shivling is hidden in the napkin. So, you know, he wipes up. And then, look at them. Oh, great God. God ki jai. Dog ki jai. What a big deal. After all the struggle, what a big deal. I would say my mother was bigger God than this Baba. Because from the small orifice, she begot a big body. Can you compete, Baba? A 7 kilo baby is being born from the womb of mother through a small hole. That is miracle. How he is born. Any mother is far superior than this imposter Baba. What a big deal, Baba. You can't generate any damn thing. Not a living entity. Why don't you bring out a living entity from nothing? Right from your mouth. Because you don't have womb, so at least bring out from the mouth. I have seen when I was in my hometown, one similar magician came, you know. He was very funny. He would give some kind of, tasty papers, you know, which release the taste one after another, one after another, you know, like that. It was funny, very funny. So he gave somebody to chew this, like a bubble gum. Mm-hmm. And he would start describing. So you are going and you are approaching a sweetmeat shop. You see a jalebi, you know, and you want to eat. Okay, I command you. Do you have a taste of jalebi now? He says, yes. Mm-hmm. Right? Then he says, go on, chew again. Then he says, look at that pig. He's eating stool. Huh? You think you can eat stool? No, it's very nasty, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Don't you have that stool, you know, taste in your mouth? And he says, yes. So then he said, okay, now I'm going to show you another, this neti type of Ayurvedic system. He drank about a bucket full of water. And one of the last sip, he said, this is a live fish. And I'm drinking. Right? So he drank the fish. And they say, okay, I'm going to pull out. Huh? He closed the nose and started spitting out, you know? And there goes the fish. He emptied out everything. So in Ayurvedic practice, even these things are, you know, you put your, in another process of neti, you put a thread, you know, in one nose and bring it out from the other nose. Or put it in and bring it out from the throat. He was also showing one, he ate up the whole dhoti and then bring out look at that. Draupadi was provided. So these are, you know, physical things. You know, it's just for fun. And how could you become, you know, God by showing this kind of fun? You know, but they fail to understand the seriousness of the Lord's nature, which is very inconceivable. Hmm? The doctor will say, oh, these muscles are become stretch, and therefore the orifices become... Yeah, but he's also stretching his mouth. You know? Try to artificially pull out, you know, that shivling. Even though if he has swallowed, but I bet it is. You will see. He has been caught so many times red-handed, but people are blind. Even the big politicians, like Atal Bihari Vajpayee and they go and worship him, you know. And this particular reporter, she was intelligent, and she had the last, you know, situation, and she challenged this guy, Murli Mohan Joshi, yeah. You know, and he became so violent and angry at her. I believe him, he's God. You know, this scientific idiot. You know, I believe him, you know. Why do you harass him? Why are you trying to expose him? You don't know what God is. I say it's more my authority. Oh, what the hell, the authority? You rascal, you do not know anything about God, Chintyabhav. You do not know anything of transcendental. Most of all of you are guys are nothing but, you know, Mayavadi, idiots. You are offenders of Krishna. You make him God? He's a science graduate from Allahabad University. Such rascals are they, just political end. So he was also caught. So, very unreasonable, you know, situation. And the process of looking at the supremacy of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam is abound. And Prabhupada was the only bold enough to call spade a spade. You know, not others. So, how does Lord appear? and act wonderfully to remind everybody that
He is God.
It is only through Achintya Bhava. How did He lift up Govardhan Hill? How did He enter into and went into Agasura's mouth and perforated his skull and came out? Nobody can do it. It's too difficult to perforate your own skull, and go back home back to it. And everybody cannot do that. In Ashtanga Yoga system, ultimate is Dhyan, Dharana and Samadhi. You have to perforate your Brahmarandra. If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, that is higher. And if you have that conception in Dhyan, Dharana and Samadhi. But everyone has a different Dharana. And those who are not devotees, why should they want to perforate even their skull? Because they are living in transcendence, and after that they will continue the transcendental service. Because they are living on pure soul aspect. There is no necessity for them to go through this. Those who were inclined for this perfection, Dhyana, Dharana and Samadhi, the yogis, they were able to do. So the idea is that if we achieve the same result by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We are not idiots. Prabhupada said those who are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, whose only goal is attaining Krishna consciousness, is the highest intelligent person in the world. And he would tell, to those early devotees who were simply, trying to follow his instruction without any proper physical, makeup of a devotee. They have not shown even such character of Vaishnava. But yet they were obedient to Srila Prabhupada. In the early days, in 1966 or 67, when the devotees were going out on the street, they didn't have dhoti kurta. So they would buy from bolt of bedsheet cover bolt and make dhotis, makeshift dhotis. Women were wearing saffron at that time, and men were wearing white from the bolt. There were no blouses even for women. They were wearing t-shirts and sari. They may not have even petticoat. So wearing bed sheets, shaven heads, and they didn't have mridang, kartan or anything, but they will have local instruments, like tambourine, khanjarina, mudagaina, waving, and they were chanting Hare Krishna in that blissful mood, and people were completely thrown back. But, understand the inconceivable nature of the holy name through the pure mouth of a devotee when it's properly heard, it creates the effect of transcendental nature. So, the street people and others, they were just to show this, to see this fun, that there is some new animal came in the town, and they will cluster around. And they will speak the philosophy, even though, however immature, but they will be on target. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is that God means Krishna. And some people will, when challenged, they would not stand, not argue. They will say, just chant and you will realize. They didn't have much in-depth philosophy at that time. But Prabhupada was backing them. Simply hearing, chanting and remembering. they were so much stuck on that, and people were laughing, you know, thinking that these are new animals in the zoo. So, when Prabhupada heard, he said, the fools and rascals do not know that the most intelligent people are chanting. You know, most intelligent people, they are chanting. Prabhupada credited his vision totally, but not necessarily that the devotees themselves have to become puffed up. Yes, we are most intelligent. Oh, Prabhupada, we are not. They remain humble. So, your humility at command. Queen Kunti, she could have done so much, you know, in physical way. She could have even ruled the empire. But no, she took up humble position because of devotee. And devotee always wants to remain humble. Let other, you know, take care of him. Who the hell cares? So she is telling that you are appearing just to spread your own glories. So people can chant your glories, people can hear your glories, people can remember your glories. And Prabhupada immediately picks up, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only incarnation who came to spread his holy name. So we see people want to imitate in physical nature without attaining the transcendental nature. They want to imitate Lord by doing some good work. In this movie of this Baba, you know, because he did some welfare activity where there was no water, he built up tanks, hand pumps and this, and people are, you know, getting free water. So, when the question was asked, oh, do you believe him is God? Yes, yes. See, he has given us water and pump and everything. That's why he is God. You follow my point? So what is a shallow description, you know? And this guy is simply ripping off that prophet adoration and distinction. So no wonder he was a pedophile. He was a pedophile, abuser, child abuser. It's a funny thing when people past is past, forget the past. It means he admits that something was done in the past, but past is past, forget the past. He's advising. And Krishna says, I never forget the past. I remember everything. So what kind of God is that who advocates to forget the past? Because the past was shameful. So you can see, you know, there is no transcendence in him. There is no transcendence in him. His wheelchair is made up of gold. His wheelchair, and super-sized wheelchair, you know, and he can't stand up. The God is so weak. Then they end up using wheelchair. The God in wheelchair. I think we should write something. Article. God in wheelchair. You said about Dada Bhagwan, right? Your sister is in Dada Bhagwan. This Dada Bhagwan, you know, came to Nivrindavan, you know, a couple of times. In 1986 he came. And because he brought all his Gujarati troops, and I knew most of them, those who were followers, because I would go and get donations from them. So Kirtanand was at that time in good standing, yeah. And because he was the head, I was supposed to, bring him. And Dada came with a special mission, you know. I want him to accept me as God. All right? I want to accept him, accept me, you know. He should accept me as God. So by verbal, you know, confrontation. So this was the intention, and I already cautioned him, Kirtananda. All right? This seems to be the mission of his. Because one who is coming with his, entourage of hundreds of disciples, you know. Right. So, there was one who was close and working for our new project. He was an engineer, mechanical engineer, you know. And there were others also, you know. But this guy was working closely with us, you know. He thought, okay, listen, these are all Patels, mostly Patels, you know. So, when he came, you know, he was in wheelchair, being pushed around noontime. I gave him tour for the Palace of Gold, Srila Prabhupada's palace. And then we brought him down. And in the temple, the Rajbhog Aarti was done already. And the gates were... our gates are only the bars, you know, so you can have darshan anytime. So, but they were closed, and he came, and he immediately commanded his second. She was a doctor, Nirubhi. Hey, Nirubhi, fellow, bhajan gao to, sing that song, and Nirubhi started singing. हे कृष्णा तू वहां खड़ा खड़ा क्या दिख रहा है तेरे हृदय में तो मैं हूं यू आर ए स्टैच्यू एक्चुअली आई एम देयर इन योर हार्ट इन योर हार्ट बिकॉज यू डोंट हैव नॉलेज यू आर ओनली ए स्टोन आई हैव अ नॉलेज फॉर आई एम गॉड नॉट यू दिस इज nonsense. Remember, this guy is an offender, Mayavadi, Rasko. I pulled him out. Let's go. It's time for lunch. They are already prepared. You know, so I took him to get lunch. Right? Then, in the wheelchair he was eating, you know. He says, he didn't have teeth even. Very few people. The Godhead. It's called Bhagavan himself. You know. And his methodology, you know, and let this guy suck my toe, and I'll give him the transcendental knowledge. And this way he was treating everybody. He wanted to have pickles. Right? He wanted to have, so seven different kinds of pickle came to serve him. He said, no, I want papad too. Now this guy doesn't have control in his tongues. Mm-hmm. You know? Six different kinds of pickle and papad. Still he needs more. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, they gave him. I said, okay, then I called up Kirtananda. I said, yes, you bring them, I'm just coming. So I took to his quarters and the sitting room was there, made them sit comfortably, and in short time Kirtananda came. We were all talking, you know, so I knew what was the gossip was going on. So Kirtananda greeted them, and I introduced him. But Prakash Patel, that engineer who was he wanted to take the credit. So he said, Bhaktipat, let me introduce. This is my guru. And Bhaktipat said, is your guru? I didn't know. He said, yes. is Dada Bhagavan. He is God Himself. I said, you guys are working with us and you are telling somebody else is God. What is this? So, but, you know, there was another gentleman, he was our life member, and he was, said, no, Bhaktipad, let me introduce him. He doesn't know. This is a self-realized soul on the railway station of Surat. You know? Now, Surat, you saw how the platform was. But during that time, when he got realized, you know, it was so dirty. You know? In such a filthy place, he got self-realization. What kind of thing? Now, Dada Bhagwan is coming from Jain family, means atheist family. Mm-hmm. So was Rajneesh, if you have heard. He was also an atheist, I mean Jain, an atheist. Right? So, this atheist, so that there are a lot of Hindu influence, you know, and so he mixed up the Bhagavad Gita knowledge with atheism, and he became God himself. You know, used everything. So he says, no. Let me introduce. This is a self-realized soul, and who got his self-realization on the Surat railway station. And anyway, this was a funny introduction. Alright? Then Kirtanan said, oh, anyway, I have a question, he said. What is God? Then Dada Bhagavan said from the 13th chapter, Upadrashta Anumanta cha Prabhu Sakshi. He is the overseer, and that means one who is a witness and fulfilling the desire of others. Alright? Means he is talking of Paramatma, means localized aspect, but yet he is thinking of impersonalism. Alright? Upadrashta Anumanta cha. Said, what is meant by Upadrashta Anumanta? Does he have eyes? So we talked about. And then the whole question about the bhakti that I interjected. I said, Dada, this has been told in Bhagavad Gita that the self-realized person actually he starts the devotional service. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma no Shoshati na Kakshati Samat Sarvesha Bhuteshu Matmuktim Labhate Prahada. In the only self-realized state, one can enter into the Parabhakti. Right? Then he says, no, I'm seeing God in him. I'm seeing, because I'm God, I can see God everywhere. Then Kirtananda blew his mind. He said, no, you can't see God in me. And Dada was completely taken back. Then he said, because we are on their turf, we have to respect. But if he gives me 15 minutes, I will flat him. This was the mission exposed. You know? So, I said, Dada, if you, the jnani do not have access to bhakti. And if you think bhakti is something else, you know, then what is the necessity to go after, you know? Where is bhakti? Go after all this fantasy and paraphernalia. So, says, yeah, this is that, this. And Kirtananda interjected, can I give you water? To offer water means pani pakao. Please do that. This was the situation. So people are obnoxious. And Kirtananda was very, very bold to call spade a spade. But at the same time, you know, he should know where to speak and what not. So sometimes he was not very discriminative too. But anyway, when things are happening, he was the strongest leader of Once Upon a Time. Even though he made so many mistakes. And whatever the contribution in Prabhupada's movement everybody did, Prabhupada always counted service. Other disqualifications, he didn't take into account. Because he was the honey-sucking bee. And he is not a filthy fly. That's suited to the nature. Therefore, devotee is not supposed to complain rather than tolerate the inconveniences. There's a lot of damn politics going on. All these things are going on, you know. And we can't complain. Why? Because we are in favor of preserving our own devotional service. Better to preserve our own devotional service is an intelligent work rather than, you know, look into the aspects of nitty-gritty nonsense. So Lord Krishna is coming to spread his own glories. And Queen Kunti is very intelligent. She checks out all the facets of the inconceivable potency of the Lord for his appearance also. Lord's appearance, activities and disappearance, all three are inconceivable. And you cannot explain by logic. Better counteract the logic by logic itself. This is logic. Rupa Goswami gives the reason. Because prakriti abhya parishyasya tan achintyasya lakshma. This is logic. What is beyond the three modes of material nature is the nature of the transcendence. Therefore, you know, you can't use the logic. Tarko pratishto srutayo bhinna raso muniyasya matinda bhinna dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena katasapanta. If you are, you know, inquisitive only for devotional service, for which you join ISKCON, then keep that intention. Other things are completely deviating. They are all deviations. Politics is a deviation. Everything which is not serving Krishna is deviation. If it would have been serving Krishna, it would have resolved the problems. Rather, you are increasing the problems. So it is deviation. So anyone has any question?
Talked about Shravana, hearing, and then we chant basically the holy name, we try to hear transcendental sound vibration. And I think in one of your classes last year when you came, you mentioned that the form is composed of the energy and gunas. So when I hear basically the holy name, I try and reconcile that with what I've heard, that the form is composed of the energies and the gunas. And it's very difficult for me to conceive that the holy name is non-different from the Lord Himself. I'm like just hearing the sound vibration and I'm just wondering how can this be Krishna?
See, the holy name delivers the form of the Lord, which is identical in nature. Right? What is identical nature? The transcendental nature of the holy name, the form, the gunas themselves, and pastimes. That transcendental nature means the transcendental Satchidanand gunas are there, right? But what are the shaktis?
Sandini,
Sambit, Now, when you take the shelter of the holy name means vibrations. Vibrations means energy. Which energy you think is that? Is Chidvaibhav. Holy name is Chidvaibhav. Dham is Chidvaibhav. Lilas are Chidvaibhav. Chid means knowledgeability. So Samvit potency is more prominent. Samvit potency is more prominent. So the holy name's form is composed of Samvit potency with Satchidananda. Right? And that is the embodiment of Krishna himself too. So it is identical. Is it not? The Samvit potency is more prominent in the holy name. And holy name is existing forever. It has been imported. It is not manufactured by a fertile brain. Otherwise it could have been having some modes. The three modes will be there. But because it is existential, so Sandini potency is there. And when you chant, the result is bliss. That means
Haladini
potency is there. So holy name, now when it is expanded in the form of sutra or formula, in this combination of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You know, you are addressing the manifested energy, Hara potency, Rama potency, you know, of Radharani. She is Vladini, but she is also regulatrix Rama. She is full of knowledge about the potential aspect, that is Lord Krishna. Who knows better than Radharani about Krishna? Right? So, we beg her mercy. Not only to give us the knowledge about the holy name, but you also manifest the Supreme Lord by your mercy. So we address her. 8 times Hara combination is there. And Rama, the all blissful, but because she is the regulatrix potency, Rama, the Supreme Moiety Krishna. So actually, she is over influencing us 3/4 time, and only Krishna has only one time, one portion. 4 names of Krishna, you know, 8 names of Hara, and 4 names of Rama. So the entire functionality of going back home, back to Godhead, and Prema Pumartha Mahan is given. You see, when we chant Radharani's mantra, Shrim Ram Radhikai Namaha, Shrim Ram Radhikai, the Rama potency. She is the original, you know, regulatrix potency. Sadevi, Rama Devi, what is it, Brahma Sahita, the first one? Niyati sa Ramadevi. Niyati, regulatrix potency, is called Ramadevi. So, Niyati, sir. Niyati means Radharani. Ramadevi, Niyati, sir, Ramadevi. So, when Krishna wants to emphasize that he is the Supreme Lord, he manifests himself. He manifests himself. And this is causeless potency, and it is very inconceivable. But Brahma Sahita gives us the direction with all support. So when you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, if we chant right from the heart, according to Haridas Thakur, the form will be revealed, which is identical. There won't be a newer form, but whatever the description, it will be completely, fulfilling all the, descriptive aspect. So, the chanting of Maha Mantra generates those transcendental sound vibration if they are chanted purely. Transcendental vibrations means transcendental energy is released. Radio waves, they are the energy waves. You can't see it, but nonetheless they are measured, and therefore they are having those sattva-rajtama gunas. So subtle, but subtler than this, material moves, transcendental. So those vibrations intensify in chanting purely, how much energy must be released. So the first and foremost recognition of the formation of the figuration of the Lord comes by the purification of the soul. So the soul is also becoming Satchidananda. And these modes, transcendental modes, they are binding the vibrations within our own heart. And the Lord's own form will be revealed. Right? So, when we are in our Swarupa, performing pure devotional service in any of the rasas, the exchange of love with that personality which has been formed by our own chanting, yes, realized. The personal form of the Lord is realized. To expedite, our worship of that particular form, replaces the Paramatma localized aspect, and our soul is directly comes in communion with the form of the Lord. It's identical, in transcendental nature. So, chanting purifies us, puts up onto the right platform of transcendence by cultivating transcendental quality, the sound vibration, the energy of the Lord is becoming, manifesting it by our development of the Satchidananda. The soul is Satchidananda too. Being part and parcel. Otherwise, there is a possibility. Anything missing will have a defective situation. Right? So, Prabhupada gave us very perfect process. Very perfect process. So the form of the Lord manifests. And because we concentrate more and more, those transcendental qualities will be understood, accepted, and then interaction can be really understood. So as a matter of fact, the fullest aspect, you know, systematically is possible to develop within this lifetime. So gradually we should grow in that direction. You know? And we should stick to that path and try to fulfill. I mean, our working, nothing will come in between, you know. Because our consciousness will be, you know, kept intact. And that's my understanding. It goes very systematically and try to, you know, develop gradually. Because form is made from guna and energies. When we study even the third canto, when Virata Rupa was being materially manifesting, that is also causeless mercy of the Lord that He manifests in the form of Virata Rupa, which is material. You know, and we can see how the energies and modes are interacting to form the Lord. If you want to see systematically that way, that will also give us a very, very good example. Even before the demigods were manifested, these demigods in their subtle form take charge of the functionality aspect of different formation. They said when the mouth of Virata Rupa was formed, Agni took the charge of functionality of that mouth. Every organ has a demigod needed. So when we think, and there are so many slokas, you know, everything is being given that demigods are there. Even Prabhupada writes, even blinking of eye is controlled by the demigod, the functionality. You know? The functions of a colon, evacuation, that's a Ganesh state. We can only understand through the philosophy and the systematic development that has been coming from. So these demigods are for real. They are not make-believe characters. You know, they are for real. But they aid to assist us transit. That's the only purpose. But we can imagine what we have been after, even in being religious process, we minimize, we actually offend their functionality by begging, harassing them for material. What are we doing to them, insulting them, interfering in their functionality? So we mess up within our own body their functional positions. We try to interfere with them. Chant Hare Krishna, we come to the right, you know, platform of our reality. It is transcendence. Nothing less. You know? This is very, very important. I mean, we can't whimsically conceive it form. We cannot whimsically. And as far as Krishna is concerned, Krishna's form has been authorizedly coming. You know? How to understand anything about Krishna? Anything. I was seeing this picture yesterday, and Krishna and Balaram eating this. You know, how a materialist would look and how a transcendentalist would look. You know? But I wouldn't say that that the painter, I think it's Rastogi, you know, would be that self-realized. You know? If we see, if he is abiding by the injunctions of the Shastra only, you know, then it's difficult to, you know, point out whether he is really of the transcendental. Transcendental platform is something deep. All these arts, according to Śrīla Prabhupāda and Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, belong to Śūdras. Even this being a doctor or an engineer is a Śūdra one. You know?
Yeah. I told somebody that they disagreed. They tried to tell me that a doctor was a brahmana because he had the intelligence. I was saying he was a sudra, and then we disagreed.
You know, shalya, chikitsa, you know, brahmanas wouldn't touch it. That is a sudra. Paricharyatmika is seva. You have information of a specialized seva that doesn't discard you from Brahmani, I mean from Shudra's qualities. No? But that's how. If Prabhupada categorically put them in every list of the people who are, then they will be hating Prabhupada. But they can become Brahman by transcendental process. That's the difference, you know. All right, Mala Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.